Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday's service and message for those far away. Yesterday, for the first time, a private individual and company successfully flew passengers high enough in space to view the curvature of the Earth. Another private company is preparing to take passengers even higher within a few weeks. Both of these ventures signal the beginning of space tourism, which is the business of placing people in space so that they may view the Earth from this unique perspective. The initial cost of these space cruises around the Earth is about $250,000 per person. But like most new expensive things, the price will eventually fall until it becomes widely available to more and more people. The point is, if we, meaning mankind, are able to do this today, what will those who are far away or 2,000 years in the future be doing or going? Will they still know and believe anything about the gospel of Jesus Christ? When Peter preached that first sermon after the Holy Spirit came upon the first disciples who were gathered together and waiting on the promise of the Holy Spirit, he said that the promise of the gospel was to those who heard him that day, their children, and to those far away. He didn't know how far away those who would receive the gospel would be. But as of today, it has been for those of us 2,000 years away and everyone within that 2,000 year span. In that span of time, God has been calling his children through and by this gospel of Jesus Christ. If the gospel is to reach those who are 2,000 years away from us, we must continue to repeat what those before us did to ensure the gospel reached us. They found ways to keep the gospel available for people to hear, despite the obstacles and circumstances they faced in their generation. They had reason to become discouraged, depressed, and ambivalent when it came to spreading the gospel. But they believed it was their calling to reach those for whom Christ died. Who will know or recall anything we do here and now, 2,000 years from now? Who among the apostles and church knew what Peter did and said on that day? We would know and be able to recall 2,000 years later. How many documented events have survived 2,000 years or later than that? Not many. This is one reason the Bible is such an amazing book. People will look back at our time 2,000 years away and say and view our way of life and time as ancient. By that time, people may be exploring parts of the galaxy and universe we don't know exist. But will they know about Peter's sermon? Will they know the gospel of Jesus Christ? Will God still be calling his children in their time? What true Christians do here and now in our time will go a long way in determining how far away those still unborn will have to hear the gospel. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our latest Sunday School missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.